My parents are over 50 years old, and if I had to help them prepare for retirement today, this is the exact framework I would use. It's not a high-risk quick fix, and I might be too direct in some of the things that I say, but I'm here to save your retirement, not your feelings. It's called the SAFE framework, and it will help you build your retirement plan realistically to ensure you have a secure, stress-free retirement. If you're serious about building a retirement plan that makes sense for you, no matter your age, income, or where you're currently at with your finances, make sure to use my free financial freedom calculator, because that can help you determine exactly where you are and how much you need. It's linked in the description. We'll start with S. S is for stabilize. And that means two things: clearing your high cost debts and building a sufficient emergency fund. If you've got any debts, you need to list them from the highest to the lowest interest rate and pay off the highest interest rate first. Obviously, you need to make minimum payments towards everything, but the goal here is to get out of high cost debt as soon as possible. Usually, if you're younger, I would say this excludes your mortgage because it typically has a lower interest rate. If you're close to retirement and you still have an income, you need to pay off your debt while you have an income to manage your cash flow. Pay off the debt as soon as possible. Once the debt's been cleared, we're moving over to the emergency fund. As we age, our ability to bounce back financially from setbacks drops. This is why having a 3 to 6 month emergency fund that's enough to cover 3 to 6 months of living costs is non-negotiable. Put it somewhere safe, accessible, separate from your spending money so that you don't spend it, and try to earn a high interest rate on it. So putting it into a separate high yield savings account, but not into a fixed deposit or a notice deposit where you don't have access to it in case you need it. I have a full video on emergency funds and I'll link it here so that you can refer to that in case you need some more guidance. Think of these two steps as building your retirement foundation. You can't do anything unless this is complete. The next part of the framework is the A, which is assess. Three things you have to do here. How much do you have now? How much do you need in future? And lastly, is there anything that you're relying on for future income that has a risk of not realizing? This is really about getting clarity and have a realistic idea of what you already have and what you're going to need when you retire. I'm really shocked to see that most people never even think about this. Start by assessing what you already have: your home, your pension funds, any existing investments you have, and then write down the return and the risk profile on each of these. This will allow you to calculate your current risk split. How much do you have in higher risk, high growth assets, or in lower risk, lower return assets? This is important because generally a rough estimate to use for a risk split is taking 110 minus your age. And this allows you to calculate how much is sufficient to put into equity, which is higher risk but higher return. Honestly, if you're 50 years old, you have at least another 30, 40 years that your investments need to work for you to be able to live off of them. And with a longer investment horizon with a portion of your investments, it's very important to take enough equity risk where you can expect higher returns in future. I hope by now, if you follow my channel, that you know you need to evaluate the fees on your investments. If you're currently paying too high fees, if you're paying, for example, more than a 1% or a 2% fee, seriously consider what you're paying for. How do your returns compare to the average of the market? And if you shouldn't rather make future investment contributions into lower fee options. There are lower fee retirement annuity and stock market investments out there, and I have seen some absolutely crazy fees on investments that really prevents investments from growing in the long term. Once you've assessed your current situation, where you're at right now, then you need to assess what your future need is and where you're going. There's really only one way to do this, and that's to look at what you're currently spending and what you're going to be expected to spend when you retire. My free financial freedom calculator can help you do this, and it comes with a tutorial video, so I explain exactly how to use it. I also have a full YouTube video where I dive a little bit into the detail and the background on how this is calculated. I will link that here. The third factor under assess is to look at the reliability of other sources. Are you relying exclusively on your employer pension or on a government pension to sustain you in retirement? Because this is a very high risk approach, and unfortunately, a very high likelihood that it's not going to be sufficient to sustain you. Some people also rely on kids to fund their retirement, which I honestly think it's not a fair burden to put on your kids. But also you cannot rely on your kids to have sufficient income by the time that you reach retirement age to be able to sustain you. Who knows what the world, the economy, or their job situation is going to look like by then. So you need to be real and have a plan outside of these unreliable sources. Definitely not only rely on one. Then we're looking at if, which is fit your lifestyle. If the gap between what you have and what you need for retirement is too big to realistically bridge, you might need to adjust your lifestyle. And I have to be honest, most of the time it's the case that people start taking retirement seriously too late in their life. It is highly likely that the gap for your retirement needs is going to be too big to realistically bridge, at least if you only have 15 years to build up to that. Most people reduce their expenses as they move closer to retirement. It's the smart and expected thing to do, and few people have the means to keep going as always when they retire. If you need to do this, it's not a sign of failure. You might actually enjoy a simpler lifestyle. I would see that maybe as a challenge. But obviously, I don't want that to be your only option. I want you to be able to actually live decently during your retirement. So to reduce your overall living costs, you could reduce your home, sell your second car if you've got one, or even relocate to a less expensive town. If your home is paid off, you need to consider the rates, taxes, and levies payable and how that's going to increase over time. Is this something you want to continue paying into your 70s and 80s? You are in your golden years, and if you're still earning, every penny counts, and you need to be as smart as possible with it. Either you spend it all while you're still working, or you put that money towards future you. And that will mean giving the money a chance to grow and giving you a chance to spend it when you retire. Because spending less today doesn't reduce lifetime spending. It just shifts the spending forward. The real choice isn't between spending and saving. The choice is between voluntary restraint now or forced restraint in future. As this chart explains, you will either cut spending now or you will be forced to cut it later. So there is a correlation between spending less today will mean you have more to spend in retirement, and spending more today will mean having less to spend in retirement. And obviously, you need to find a balance between this, because you can either spend less now and retire comfortably, or spend more now and retire with stress. Another way to look at this is using this table. Either you cut costs now, or you don't cut costs now. Before retirement, cutting your costs now would mean it's voluntary and controlled. It would lead to a comfortable life after retirement. On the other side, not cutting costs now would mean a very comfortable life before retirement. But after retirement, that would be a forced and painful retirement. And of course, income is a very important part of the equation to consider. It's very important to consider alternative income streams, because you can only cut costs so much. It becomes very important to control your cash flow, and it would be great if you could in some way, especially if you realize that you're going to fall short of your retirement needs, get an alternative income source. For example, renting out rooms or space in your house that you already live in. This is probably one of the lowest barrier to entry incomes that you could get. It could also mean renting out a parking space or putting a room on Airbnb or even using one of your rooms as a storage unit that you rent out. If you've got any high skills or relevant experience, you could do consulting work on a freelance basis. You could give extra classes to students, even potentially run a daycare or an after-school service with meals and homework guidance. And honestly, I think getting something like this going will not only give you peace of mind for additional income streams, but it will also keep your mind going in retirement, which is very important. Now on to the next one. We're looking at exposure to risk. Obviously, you need to be smart with your risk split, and you need to adjust it as you retire. You can't always maintain a high risk portfolio, because as you move closer to retirement age and drawing down from your investment portfolio, it becomes important to protect your portfolio from drops in the stock market. It doesn't mean all of your money should move out of high risk or high volatile investments, but at least there has to be a consideration from your side in terms of the split and moving more towards lower risk investments. But I want to take it one step further. I want you to also consider splitting your money into two buckets. On the one side, the money that you need for yourself, and on the other side, money that's intended to leave behind as inheritance. And this could potentially be for your kids. If you're in a position where you're completely sure that a portion of your net worth is going to be inherited by family members, then I want you to consider if it's not smart to invest that part of your portfolio less conservatively, especially since the intention here is to carry that over to the next generation. And they are younger, they've got a longer investment horizon, and therefore very likely a higher risk tolerance. I would consider splitting my portfolio and having higher risk exposure to the portion of my net worth that's intended to be left as inheritance. But of course, it's important to cover yourself first. And as I mentioned before, the first step is seeing how much you'll need to retire. And you can do that using my free financial freedom calculator, which is linked in the caption. Let's wrap up the SAFE framework. S is for stabilize, pay off your debt first, starting with the highest interest rate, build up your 3 to 6 month living cost emergency fund. Next is A for assess. Where are you now in terms of your investments and your living costs? How much would you need to retire in future? And then lastly, are you relying on income sources that you shouldn't be relying on? F, fit your lifestyle. I've explained that either you need to reduce your costs now to be able to spend in retirement, or you're going to be forced to adapt your lifestyle in retirement. And lastly is E for exposure. And this means being smart about your risk exposure, especially if you have a part of your portfolio that's intended to be inherited, because that might have a longer investment horizon and therefore potentially could have a higher equity exposure. I hope you enjoyed this video. Let me know in the comments and see you next time.